Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 693, down 9. March hard red wheat is 698 and a quarter, down 8 and 3 quarters. Soft December, 646 and a half, down 10 and a half. March, 656 and 3 quarters, down 10 and 3 quarters. December corn, 451 and 3 quarters, down 7 and 3 quarters, now down 8. July, 479, down 7 and 3 quarters. November soybeans, 1314 and a quarter, down 25 and a quarter. July, 1268, down 25 and 3 quarters. October soybean meal, 412.80, now 70, down 870. October soybean oil, 42.29, down 42. October live cattle, 125.82 and a half, down 10. September feeder cattle, 157.10, down 5. And October lean hogs, 89.77 and a half, down 137 and a half.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Soybeans under pressure, all that pent-up bear energy now coming to the market.
Yeah, and you know, I can see where the rain is adding some bean weight to a certain percentage of some of the central and eastern Corn Belt bean fields, and I can see where the open weather window on the for the next 7 to 10 days on the weather models are probably helping push the beans and keep them as the leader to the downside. But I would also throw out there, Dave, and probably something that's more concerning to me than those other two factors is the issue of the Dow Jones UBS Grain Index hitting its five-week low right now. It's testing its lowest level since August 19th, and it's not just the corn and beans that are getting hit right now. It's hogs down 1.5%, coffee down 1.5%, ethanol down 1.5%, natural gas down around 1.5%. So I'm wondering whether this Federal Reserve decision not to taper has renewed fears of deflation, because that's certainly what I heard when the Federal Reserve Chairman came out at his press conference, that he was less worried about unemployment figures, much more worried about inflation not being present, and he took the chance of really overheating and overstimulating the equities markets and the financial markets by the decision that the board made this week. And so this is one of the things that I'll be watching here going into the end of the week, is that if we do make new lows in that Dow Jones UBS Grain Index after stimulating a buy signal at the end of last week and after seeing a really nice week of performance in the wheat market, that'll be very concerning to me in terms of how we look as we go into the end of the month.
Yeah, and as analysts begin to parse the Federal Reserve's actions, the thinking is maybe the Federal Reserve will do nothing all the way into next March or later.
Well, and the question that has to be asked then is, why is that? And if you are more concerned about deflationary pressure, by if you're the Federal Reserve and Ben Bernanke, I think then you're probably more concerned that the slowdown potentially in the United States, Japan, and Europe will not be offset, or the slack won't be taken up by the emerging markets, and maybe that's where the commodities come into play. Having said that, the dollar is not acting like it should, because it's down near its lowest level since February, and another half penny would put it down near its 2013 level. So I'm not ready to jump off the diving board yet when it comes to this big picture analysis. I think the other thing, too, goes back to, Dave, is that when I look at it in its totality and versus what I say last week and the week before and the week before when I get on the air with you and others, I think it's really important to reaffirm the idea the cash fundamentals, especially the demand fundamentals for wheat, beans and corn all improve this week. And so it says to me, continue on the path of trying your best to store as much cash as you can, both corn and beans if you can, if you don't need cash flow. But work the paper positions as hard as you possibly can as far as the hedging side of the equation goes.
Although one might think that maybe post-harvest the basis will actually improve somewhat, but then by the end of the year, maybe into January, it might weaken again.
Well, and that may be. I think this is what I'm trying to get at is that since the USDA report and focusing on the beans and the meal, we're starting to see the meal basis perk up a little bit. We're starting to see the meal demand come back quite a bit. The export sales were very strong. Bean export sales, very, very strong. And, in fact, we aren't really rationing the demand that the USDA, and I think most private analysts would say we need to ration. How many bushels will this rain add to the bean crop? And I think it goes back to probably not a lot if only about 20 or 25% of the beans out there are getting helped by this. And you're probably not adding pods. You're just probably adding weight. You're probably filling those pods out with bigger beans. So I'm guessing that you're not going to be able to add a whole lot of yield at this point, so you still need to be on track for demand rationing, especially with our dollar currency going down, and especially given these purchases we saw this week of China and the beans, and then a really nice weekly export sale. I just heard this morning, and this goes back to the wheat and the really good weekly export sales. Just this morning, Russia's talking about replenishing their domestic supplies of wheat, yet they've been one of the most aggressive exporters out there. You can't have it both ways, especially if your wheat quality and your wheat crop is not there like they thought it would be.
I also think that shorts were just glad to finally fill that gap to the downside. I mean, they had been trapped essentially for a month or more in that November soybean contract. They got out of it today, and now they're pressing the downside. And I suppose that we've hit the 61.8 Fibonacci retracement. We got to look at realistically at the 1285.86 level.
Yeah, and I think the new shorts that are just jumping
and in, new like, shorts jumping on right.
Yeah, the new shorts that are probably just jumping on right now because we've been able to fill the gap and not bounce. And we did see a little bit yesterday, but they were right back in there selling again. So I'm guessing there's some new shorts in there, like you say, that are pressing. But I would bet that if you would stay above 1320, 1325 on today's close, that will get those fresh shorts right back out. I don't think they'll be very committed to their short position. So you're right, it is a technical game, and this is where the wheat and the corn, especially the wheat market, is again one of the biggest, you know, responsible parties for kind of arresting this break to the downside. If we would see the wheat turn back higher and we would see the wheat try and get back up towards its weekly highs from yesterday, which were probably close to four-week highs, that would, I think, do a lot to the overall market sentiment, especially in light of all these other commodities, ag, natural gas, ethanol, all of them getting hit pretty hard today.
There was some hope yesterday that we might see a corn market that might give some glimmer to bulls. We've given it all back up and more today. New low for the move, and it probably now is a foregone conclusion that we're going to try the August lows.
Yeah, and I think this is where the small speculator, the small trader, probably saw the short-term technicals turn in favor of the corn, led by the wheat yesterday. But I think this is where it goes back to the investment funds and the flows and that Dow Jones UBS Grain Index and some of the other index charts that we need to watch on a weekly basis. You just can't step in front unless you're really quick and only wanting to make 6 or 7 cents in a trade. You can't really step in front and call lows until some of these bigger picture charts really want to say the low is in.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zizzolo, Global Commodity Analytics, Atchison, Kansas. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 452.5 down 7. July, 479.75 down 7. November soybeans, 1313.75 down 25.75. July, 1267 down 26.75. October soybean meals, 412.30 down $9.30. October soybean oil, 42.29 down 42. October live cattle, 125.80 down 12.5. The October lean hogs are 89.92 and a half. They're down 122.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.